Joining us now is Jared Serbu. He's the defense reporter for federalnewsradio.com. Jared, good morning. Good to have you with us. I listened to some of the comments made by the Air Force Chief of Staff. Very concerned about the implications that all of this could have on the readiness and what that could mean to the health and safety of those people serving in the military.
Well, yeah, General Welch is not alone. We saw this testimony over 3 days, first before the Senate, then the House, and then again yesterday before the Senate Appropriations Committee. The warnings were all pretty dire, especially when it comes to what the Pentagon is saying, as you said, will be a crisis in military readiness. I think for me there are really two overarching takeaways from this week of testimony. One, this is a Defense Department now that is acting as though sequestration is going to happen, and that's a change. I don't think they truly believed it would happen until a month and a half ago or so when we almost went over the cliff the first time. And number two, I think when you put together all the things that are happening with the things that are about to happen, you have to say that sequestration is not some future event. It is happening now. The wheels are in motion. The military services are saying all the actions that they've taken up until now are reversible, is the term they use, they hope. But they will have impacts, and I think you'd have to say in a lot of cases they are having impacts.
Did they give any examples of how it might be affecting current military operations?
Well, for example, yeah, I mean, today is the deadline for the Navy and the Air Force to cancel all of the ship and aircraft maintenance they had scheduled in the third and fourth quarter of this fiscal year. That will happen today if it hasn't already. With the more ground combat-oriented services, they're in real trouble because one of the peculiar ways sequestration works, all of the funds that are obligated for the war in Afghanistan count toward the total amount that would get sliced by 9% under sequestration. But at the same time, the military says in the real world, there's no way we're going to compromise the money that's actually funding those operations. So that shifts even more of the burden back to stateside activities, the guys who are getting ready to go to Afghanistan. So in the Army, for example, you had the Chief of Staff, Ray Odierno, saying this week he's shuffled money around to the extent he can so that the next set of units going to Afghanistan are funded for training. But the group that comes after them, the guys who are going to deploy late this year and early next year, there is no money to get them ready. Similar situation in the Marine Corps. General Amos, the commandant, testified he's done more or less the same thing, compromised longer-term readiness, that is, in order to make sure the next group of Marines who are going to deploy are ready. So by the end of the year, he says half of all Marine units will fall below their minimum readiness standards.
In the most meaningful sense of all of this, the health and safety of those people who are serving in our military, will this lack of training right now and maintenance right now down the road put our people at a position where they are more vulnerable to dying in war?
That was some of the testimony we heard this week. Indeed, I don't think they can say that that is definitely going to happen now. But at some point, this delay in training, which is going to happen across all the military services starting on March 1st, they say, it's going to stack up. So units are not going to be ready. For example, in the Air Force and the Navy, pilots are training is essentially going to stop. So they will lose their certifications. It will take them longer. They'll have to start from ground zero to get back up trained and certified. In the meantime, your options really are leave people in theater in places like Afghanistan who normally would be rotating out, or send troops in who are not completely trained and ready. The Pentagon says that would be their last possible option because that would lead to exactly what you just described, people less ready, less trained, and more likely to be hurt or killed in battle.
Boy, what a mess this is. Jared, thank you. Appreciate your viewpoint. Jared Serbu, DOD reporter from federalnewsradio.com.
Money News, sponsored by Baker Tilly. Accountants and advisors providing candor, insight,